Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
I'm on a phone interview with Ray Hicks, national president of Silver Wings Fraternity. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, how and when did Silver Wings Fraternity evolve? And are there any requirements to become a member, Ray?
The idea for Silver Wings was spawned in August 1958 on a flight from California to Pennsylvania in a Lockheed Constellation.
Wow.
There were five pilots involved in forming Silver Wings, and they were Russ Brinkley, Walt Harvey, who was a flight examiner and a control tower operator, Edward Lyons of Zions Airport in New York, and John Ashley and Harry Davis of TWA. These were longtime pilots and aviation enthusiasts.
Well, that's interesting. I guess these are some of the people that were really involved in aviation back in that time.
Yes. The original five charter members drew up the purpose of Silver Wings, and that was to reunite a band together for strictly social and non-profit and non-political purposes, men and women who can provide documentary proof that they flew solo in a powered aircraft at least 25 years prior to the date of the application, and to perpetuate the memory of and recognize the contribution to aviation made by members of Silver Wings Fraternity.
That's very interesting. I guess the folks that brought this together also got the membership throughout the United States going.
Yes, and also they wanted to encourage and promote interest in and the advancement of aviation. Our eligibility for membership, as in 1958, a fully accredited membership in the fraternity is limited to those that have passed the 25th anniversary of their first solo flight in a powered aircraft. However, Silver Wings chapters are authorized to enroll associate members that have soloed but have not yet reached their 25th anniversary.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this allows the person to continue to enjoy membership in Silver Wings while they're waiting for their 25th year.
Well, that's a good way of keeping your membership alive and healthy.
Yes. The membership fee is $25, and the annual renewal is $25.
Well, you do have chapters, too, and I imagine, do you have your chapter dues as well?
Now, that's interesting that you asked that, because each chapter operates their own chapter, and some charge a small fee to belong to the chapter, and others do not.
These chapters are located all throughout the United States, is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm sure you have some that are very active chapters.
We have 14 chapters in the United States, and hopefully we can continue to add chapters, and the long-range view is to have a chapter in each state.
You're working on it.
We're working on it. Yes, we are.
Well, that's good. You know, I've always been a firm believer the strength of any organization comes through the grassroots, and that is the chapters. As long as one is a member of a chapter, I guess they can participate in anything that's aviation related.
Yes. They have their own program, and most chapters will have bylaws that follow pretty close to the national bylaws, and they have other programs like youth programs and programs like speakers, outside speakers, and they have tours, just whatever that's of interest to the membership.
When did you become involved with Silver Wings Fraternity?
Oh, Vicki, about 10 years ago, I was invited to attend a Silver Wings Fraternity meeting in Georgia. The Georgia chapter has a luncheon each week for its members, and I was invited to one of the meetings. I was so impressed with the membership and its programs and the luncheon that I immediately became a member. Later, I applied for a national board position and was elected. So I served on the National Board of Silver Wings Fraternity. I was impressed with the number of people and the friendliness that they show
that's quite an honor, Ray. Now, Ray, being PIC of this organization, I imagine it's very, very important to stay in touch with your membership.
Yes, we have several ways of keeping in touch. We have a Slipstream newsletter that goes out every 3 months. In the Slipstream, it covers a lot of activities, both of chapters, chapter news items. We have aviation books that different people write and want to advertise their books.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that's passed away, their last flights. We put a little bio in that. We have different news items our members would like to have placed in that. And we have our chapter personnel for each chapter. So you could look at the Slipstream if you wanted to know who the president of a certain chapter was. You could check the Slipstream. We have secretary's notes. This is the national secretary. And we have the board of directors and staff listed in the Slipstream. So each member can have a notice of some sort put in the Slipstream to keep in touch with all the other chapters. So that's one method that we keep in touch with the members. And then we have a website. It's the Silver Wings website. It's www.silverwings.org.
And do you get a lot of people that get on the internet and converse back and forth?
Not on this website. It's used to place notices and get information, such as there's a page in there explaining what is Silver Wings Fraternity. And then there's a section that tells the benefit of membership and also activities that occur. We have chapter contacts. If you wanted to find out something about the chapter, the same as in the Slipstream, it has the president, the vice president, secretary and treasurer of each chapter, and telephone numbers and cell phone numbers. So you could use that as a method of contacting. And then we have the leadership of the national on the website. So if you want to see what your president looks like, you can pull it up, and there's a photograph and a bio of your president or vice president or secretary. It's quite a good item to have to keep in touch with our membership.
Ray, do you have any more comments that you would like to add?
Yes, Vicki, I'd like to tell you about the annual convention and awards meeting that we have each year. Usually in October each year, we hold our convention hosted by one of our chapters. We move these meetings across the United States to give our members in that area a chance to attend and reduce the travel time and expense. Our agenda for these meetings include tours of aviation facilities, museums, local interests, and so forth. During the meeting, we have the National Board of Directors meeting. That's where our business is conducted. And in the evening, we have a formal banquet and honors and awards program. And this is where we award our special awards. We have six special awards that we award, and they are the Russ Brinkley Innovation Award.
Whom was the founder of the organization.
Exactly. And we have the Evelyn Bryan Johnson Aviation Award, who is a board member and a longtime aviation instructor, started in 1944, and this is one of our highest awards that we award Silver Wings members.
Well, that's quite an honor, and for some of us that have had the honor of meeting Evelyn Johnson, it's really admirable to receive such an award as this.
Yes, she's such a fine lady. We have the Carl Fromhagen Leadership Award, and this award is given to an elected officer who has made a great contribution to the administrative and leadership of Silver Wings. We have the Kathy Charles Newsletter Award. We give an award for the chapter that has the best newsletter. This is to encourage the chapters to put out a newsletter that's worthy to send to its membership. Then we have the Elry B. Jepson Youth Challenge Award. This is awarded to a chapter or a Silver Wings member that has contributed to the youth that's working in aviation. We have the Bernie Guy Award. He was one of our presidents of Silver Wings. This is awarded to a member who has distinguished himself itself over a period of years by giving service to the fraternity.
Well, I'm certain that those that have received and will in the future receive these awards are doing something that is really outstanding in the field of aviation.
Yes. Another thing I'd like to add, Vicki, is for the last 3 years, we have included the Powder Puff Derby members. They are also members of the Silver Wings fraternity. So they have a reunion at the same time that we have the convention. So it's a joint convention.
Well, you're certainly amongst a few highly selected women that were really forerunners of their time, so advanced, and I know they are very competitive women.
My understanding of the Powder Puff Derby races were back in the 70s, they flew quite a few impressive races, and they had quite a few sponsorship and a lot of notoriety. And so when you meet with these ladies and they tell the stories that of the experiences of their flights, it's really interesting.
Well, I have met a few of those ladies, and I know several of them are members of the Silver Wings fraternity. Today, we are still racing, and it's now called the Air Race Classic. I do know that even though I have participated in two of the Air Race Classic races, I never questioned these women and how they were able to fly across the U.S. with the type of equipment that they had back then. It amazes me. I know that they have really contributed a lot to aviation.
And along that line, Vicki, back during World War II, a lot of women were flight instructors for the Air Force. They had flight schools all around the country that were teaching basic flying to men that were in the Air Force or the Army Air Corps at that time. They later became transport pilots and other jobs in aviation, but they are quite impressive.
Well, this is another reason why, if someone really wants to join a wonderful organization, why not join the Silver Wings fraternity to meet some of these folks?
That's my feelings exactly.
Well, Ray, it won't be long before Sun and Fun. The dates are April 21st to the 26th. One of the nice things about being a member of the Silver Wings fraternity is you can get together during Sun and Fun and have a lot of camaraderie and fellowship because you folks have a beautiful building there at Lakeland, Florida.
Yes, we do. And we enjoy that. It's the biggest part of the year. Attending that, the weather's good, the fly-in is good, the programs that is offered at Sun and Fun. This is where we meet a lot of our members that each year and also introduce other pilots to sign up for Silver Wings fraternity.
Well, you know, it's like a nice little gathering. You may see someone you only see once a year, and that may be at Sun and Fun.
It is, yes.
I know a lot of people that go by the building, not only to have that camaraderie and fellowship, but you do have volunteers that have been very faithful over the years to keep the building in good shape and keep it going. I believe, too, you have some of those volunteers that make the best hot dogs and hamburgers there.
Yes, they have a cookout. They have water for our visitors, and also they have a restroom inside of the clubhouse and plenty of chairs to sit in. You can enjoy the fly-in and come back by the clubhouse and sit in the chairs and tell aviation stories and really enjoy yourself.
Well, I guess, too, it's another place to stop by if you haven't paid your membership or if you want to sign up a new member.
We do. We sign up a lot of members, and we keep a roster there of the visitors. So we get their name, their address, even if they just come by and visit, then we can contact them later. But it's a good place to pay your dues, renew your dues or join, and bring a visitor. So we really get a lot out of Sun and Fun.
You know, Ray, it's been a real pleasure interviewing you, and I look forward to seeing you at Sun and Fun this year.
I'm looking forward to it, Vicki. I would like to close out with a poem that Russ Brinkley, our founder, wrote later in life, and it has impressed me. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you.
I'd like to hear it.
My Silver Wings by Russ Brinkley. My silver wings are precious. They mean the world to me. They represent my way of life from bonds of earth to be free. My love of aviation exceeds my love for gold. What a happy combination when one is growing old. My desk is stacked with your request and the long-time record rings that the most decisions of the past have favored silver wings. My years, my jacket bore the crest of lodges, clubs, and things, but from now to final showdown, and hereafter, silver wings.
That is one beautiful poem, Ray.
Thank you for letting me read that, and thank you for interviewing Silver Wings.
We'd love to have you again. I hope you'll do this with us, and we'll see you at Sun and Fun.
Looking forward to it, Vicki.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget to stop by Silver Wings Cottage and meet all these nice folks during Sun and Fun. If you want to know more about Silver Wings Fraternity, please check out their website at www.silverwings.org.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.